This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Turkey Monday sought to slow the slide of its currency, the lira, including a central bank pledge to provide cash for banks, but no plan for raising interest rates to tame double-digit inflation. The currency, which has declined over 40% this year, is also under pressure in Turkey's standoff with the U.S.
Bir taraftan stratejik ortak olacaksın.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan complained Monday that Turkey is being encircled economically and such attacks will continue for some time. The two countries remain at odds over the jailing of American pastor Andrew Brunson, the demand that exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen be extradited following the failed 2016 coup. WH Ireland chief market strategist Mike Ingram doubts the Turkish measures will stabilize the currency.
Turkey has been an avid consumer of loans. Again, I've mentioned that current account deficit. Well, a lot of that's been funded effectively by forex debt, particularly within corporates and Eurozone banks with extremely low funding costs and few growth opportunities elsewhere have only been too happy to oblige.
Ingram talked about the future.
It's probably going to get to the point where the IMF or something like the IMF is the only way that we're going to see stability in the Turkish economy. But the problem is it may be a very, very long time before Turkey asks for that sort of help.
The White House said it's monitoring the situation closely. Meanwhile, the White House said National Security Advisor John Bolton has met Monday with the Turkish U.S. ambassador about the Brunson case. Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa Monday called for national unity to rebuild the economy and put the rancor of last month's election in the past.
We however condemn MDC alliance-inspired violence post our free and fair elections.
It was his first public comment since the disputed July 30 election that sparked opposition protests. This is VOA News.